This is about the time you decide to leave New York,
or how did that come about? Right, train had died, you know, and this was a year later, and I was working in a penitentiary as a bandmaster to try to keep my head above the water, you know.
Which penitentiary?
On the west side in Manhattan. There's a penitentiary there that they house addicts and other people that, you know, they haven't sent away to the bigger places that are doing small amounts of time, 60 days and 90 days and 4 months like that. Nobody in there doing big, long time. And so they hired me as a bandmaster, and I went in there and organized a music department and began to teach these guys something about music. And meanwhile, I was making a good salary. It was a good job. And playing, you know, at night. But then finally, some people came down from Connecticut and approached me, asked me would I be interested in coming up and looking at this university. They wanted someone to come there and bring some African-American culture there, something that was more Afrocentric, and they figured that I could do that with the music. So I came up and met the dean of the school and some of the students from the Black Students Union, and that's how it started. I started commuting up to teach 1 day, 2 days a week, which led to 3 days. Then the Commission on the Arts here in Hartford wanted to hire me as a consultant. They wanted me to come into this community here and look for other artists that could maybe make a program for the youth that could, that's why this came about.
The Artist Collective.
That's where they started me on that. I went around and met Cheryl Smith, the lady you met yesterday, and a few other people, and Dolly and I, and we started meeting, you know, we started talking about, well, that's later on. First, I started meeting some people and commuting back and forth. So I looked up, and I was here 4 days a week, and I finally said to Dolly, I said, you know, I wouldn't mind moving out of here, you know, because we had a beautiful apartment at on Avenue C and 13th Street. We lived at One Haven Plaza, and we were up on the 27th floor in a nice apartment. And Dolly said, where are we going to go? I said, we'll go to Connecticut, man. It's nice, you know. I said, I'm staying with some people up there that are letting me stay at the house. I'll bring you up. We'll take a look at the town. And Dolly's a staunch New Yorker. Staunch. She loves to shop. She loves to go into all those museums and do all the districts and the galleries and keep up with dance and everything that's going on. That's her life. That's what she loves. As long as shopping is in there, she loves shopping. So, all ladies love shopping. So anyway, that's what we're talking about on the phone now. She wants to drag me down to Marshall's or one of them stores. But at any rate, I brought Dolly up here, man. When she saw this town, she said, are you kidding me, man? She said, show me the downtown area. And I drove down Albany Avenue and this two little stores, G Fox and another one. I said, this is kind of like the spot. She said, oh, man, out of here, man. Where's this? Where's that? I said, they don't have that here, you know. She said, no, I don't want to live up here, man. This is tired, you know. So she went back to New York, and I was still commuting back and forth. So then I came home one. I used to come home on Thursday night and stay Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and leave Monday, come back up here. I said, Dolly, I'm going to look at a house. I said, and once I look at this house, if I like it, will you come up and look at the house with me? Just look at the house. So she said, oh, man, you know, and my kids were like, this was like at the dinner table. Melanie was like, what? You know, Vernon was like, what are you going to do, Dad? Look at a house. Oh, man. You know, what about all my friends, you know, and all of that? You know, our kids are. So I came up and saw this house that I'm living in now, which is right up the street here, across from this park here. And it's beautiful, you know. So I saw the house, and I was, like, breathtaking with it. I said, I can do this. So I came back down and got Dolly, brought her up. Dolly looked at the house. She went and looked out the living room window. She said, this is a, we're in the, in the woods, man. Look over there. There's a woods. I said, Dolly, that's not a woods. That's like Central Park, you know. I said, it's a park. And so she sat around. She said, nobody's even out here in the street, man. I haven't seen one human being walk by. Not a dog or a cat, nothing. I said, Dolly, Hartford is not like New York. It's a different kind of city, you know. She said, nah, I'm not interested. So anyway, I finally had to make a bully thing. I finally had to say, look, let me tell all of y'all something at dinner. I'm moving to Hartford. Anybody that's coming with me, let's get ready to pack up and get out of here. I said, I can't do anything else here. You know, there's no more slugs down the street, man. Train is dead. I've got a day job here that I don't want to particularly be bothered about. I'm up here. I can get in a university. I can get a better school for Melanie to go to. There are better schools up there, private schools. You know, Dolly, you will love it if you get, you know. So finally, I convinced Dolly. What really convinced her is one of my friends who I was staying with, Tony Keller, who was the director of the Commission on the Arts, who had a lot to do with helping me come up with this artist collective thing. Tony had a friend who was in charge of the museum downtown, the Athenaeum. It's the oldest museum in the United States, a very prestigious place. And he said, Dolly is smart. She works for a head pathologist in New York at New York Eye and Ear. I would hire her to work for me up here, you know. She'd be my, you know, liaison to the black community. And so I went home and sold that to Dolly, you know. She kind of liked that. So we make a long story short, we moved up. And she started working at the museum. And I was working, teaching at the university. Plus, I got a day job at the Hartford Dispensary, which was a place for addicts to come to get back their life and to kind of settle back into normal living. They needed counseling. They needed methadone. Whatever they needed, I was there to provide this kind of support for them. It was a good job. It paid about $9,000 a year at that particular time. And I took it, you know. And between that and my job, part-time job at the university, I was working, you know. And I forgot about playing, you know. I said, the heck with that for now. I'm going to deal with this. So I started building that department up there, and we started meeting to come up with the artist collective concept. And that's it, man. You know, I built that department into a degreed program. I founded the department, built it, named it, and they have since changed the name from the African American Music Department at Hart to the Jackie McLean Institute. So they've named the thing after me. And, you know, and then we got this started, and we were in a little beat up school. We were there for about 15 years or more. And then we started raising money for this, and here it is.